Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, if there was any doubters left, there shouldn't be now. I mean, the way he stepped up on this stage, ran through the ball, whatever it took for his team to win, that was a special performance that I don't want it to get lost in the loss that they had. I mean, even whenever we got all the momentum in that game and we went up 8 points in the fourth quarter, for him to respond and move his team right down the football field and run it in himself for the two-point conversion, it was a special performance by him, man. And I mean, you make sure you appreciate that when you look back on this game.
That was Patrick Mahomes praising in magnanimous fashion Jalen Hurts back in 2023 Super Bowl.
Kermit the Frog here.
He has respect for Jalen Hurts. That voice you just heard mocking Mahomes also has no respect for Jalen Hurts.
That's right.
He doesn't believe Jalen Hurts is very good. Believe Jalen Hurts rides the best roster in football, the best player in football, arguably last year, in Saquon Barkley.
Dan's right on that.
Okay, so Ted Johnson agrees with Dan.
You just said, if you put Tua on that roster, he wins a Super Bowl.
That explains.
Just
tells you.
Said it.
That tells you.
Just
you're
said
on
it.
Our side. Yeah, you didn't realize it.
Yeah, I didn't realize it.
Yeah, you walked right into that trap.
I also, what did I argue? I don't know. Was I arguing with you?
It started with
yes.
I know exactly what it was. It was the top quarterbacks in football.
Yes.
And Jalen Hurts, I think, was ahead of Jaden Daniels or vice versa.
Okay.
And you've got something with the Commanders this year, something fierce with them sucking. So you are arguing on behalf of Jalen Hurts.
They got to come back, right?
Right.
Yeah, regression. Absolutely.
Being ahead of them. And so I was pushing back, as I am one to do. And that's where this conversation went. And then apparently Nick Sirianni heard it.
And then Fitzy yelled at you and told you to shut up, damn ball.
Other way around. So Sirianni said, I think that's bull blank.
Whoa.
He plays the most important position in all of sports, and it's the most ultimate team game there is. And what I admire about him is his selflessness of doing anything we need to do to win, making excuses already. One of the reasons I love football so much is that it takes everybody to accomplish your goals. You can go ahead and start naming great quarterbacks. I'll tell you, they're great receivers and they're great defenses. You know, whether it's Brady with Gronkowski or Brady's defenses early on, Mahomes with Kelsey, Steve Young with Jerry Rice, the list goes on and on and on. I just think sometimes that's good debate, I guess. I wouldn't even say it's a good debate. It's just debate that people are able to have. But yeah, I guess my first initial thing was it's bull blank. Hmm.
I like how he brought it full circle. He starts with it's BS,
yeah.
Ends with BS, in the middle kind of talks it through to the point where he says it's a good debate. You know what? It's not actually a good debate.
Right.
But the reality is Jalen Hurts is a good, not great quarterback.
Yeah.
That's
it.
And he benefits from the roster. Now, he can change that.
Benefits from the system, yeah.
Yep, the system, the talent. I mean, when you have A.J. Brown and when you have Devontae Smith, and then you add Saquon Barkley, and the defense, we know the defense is loaded.
The great tight end.
But guess what? It'll come back around at some point. Like, that's where...
Best offensive line in the NFL. Best running back. They have the best offensive line, but best running back. Maybe the best wide receiver tandem.
That won't continue for the totality of his career, and that's when he'll be able to either elevate or drop down in some... It's the Jaylen Brown thing. like Jaylen Brown, questions will be answered about Jaylen Brown this year because of the situation he's in without Tatum, without as much talent. Yeah. How good are you? Right? We're either going to say, we kind of overrated you because you were part of a really good team, or we're going to say, wow, you were right with your words. You're better than we think you are. And I like Nick Sirianni. I mean, he has to say this, right? He has to.
Of course, yeah.
First of all, it's his personality. He's fiery. You mentioned it earlier. He's fiery. And it's his quarterback. And again, I don't know the relationship there, but if you want that guy to stay loyal to you and be your guy, you got to say the right things and defend him.
Without a doubt. Yeah. I feel like he's just a very much an RPO systems quarterback who needs to be in that system, and he needs to have grit offensive line to work. That's it.
And you know who was a system quarterback until he wasn't? Tom Brady. Through the first three Super Bowls, that early run when defenses were winning Super Bowls, when Adam Vinatieri was winning Super Bowls by 3 points, when it was dink and it was dunk, like they even talked about it. Charlie Weiss used to use the phrase dink and dunk at times. And then 2007 happened, and then other things evolved, and people looked at Brady differently. He started playing like Manning and throwing 50 touchdowns and trying to blow people up. And Jalen Hurts has that opportunity. His career, what's he, 6 years in?
Yeah.
5 years in?
Five years in, yeah. Okay. He debuted in 2020.
He's got plenty of football left to put up numbers, change the way he's perceived. And I actually don't think it's disrespectful. I'm more with Nick Sirianni. Like, this is kind of how football's been for a long time.
Yeah.
So
I just think that the crux of the debate that we were having, which is when I push back, is that he's a top five quarterback in football. And yeah. I would disagree with that. Ugh. I think his offense has put up top five statistics, but he even admitted it. It's a team game. We all work together. Ho hum. They are the brotherly shove team. They are the tush push. He gets to the 1 yard line and they shove him over the goal line.
He squats 600 pounds though. He pushes himself.
He has Saquon Barkley. That's not true. He gets pushed. Okay. Oh my God. Are we gonna relitigate this?
No, we're not.
And this also goes to the coordinators, where 3 years ago when they got to the, or 2 years ago, whatever it was, when they got to the Super Bowl, they had Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon, both of whom became head coaches.
Yep.
They replaced them with inferior coordinators, and the Eagles and their offense took a step back. But then you replaced them again with Kellen Moore, who was better, and all of a sudden they go right back with Saquon Barkley and end up winning a Super Bowl. He's now a winner, and I think he's an incredible athlete. Top five quarterback. Ignoring the offense that he's in, I can't give you that.
If you were to take Jalen Hurts and put him in, you know, the Patriots system, like how would he look? You know, would he succeed or no? If you were to put Jaden Daniels in this system, would he succeed?
No, not as much.
If I
take him away from Terry McLaurin and some of the talent he had last year, like I think it worked. Now, I think he'd be like Drake May is what I'm saying. I'd say he's talented, but he needs more help.
The point I'm trying to make is, can Jalen Hurts, can you put him in any offense and have success?
No.
I think to be a top five quarterback, you can say that you can take that quarterback and put him in any system and they'll have success.
I don't totally disagree, but so this, we just referenced it. There's basically four guys that have been anointed the top five, and then there's like that one spot that's available for somebody to latch on to.
I'm putting Jaden in that one.
Jaden Daniels?
Yes.
Okay, after 1 year.
You heard me correct.
No, I know. So a year ago, you probably would have put C.J. Stroud in there after his impressive rookie.
Correct.
Okay. And then another option I think a lot of people would pose there would be Justin Herbert.
Yeah, that was the name. If we're talking about criteria being you go anywhere and make it better, I feel like that would be out of those options
so
the one I'd take.
The thing I think that's interesting about that is he's the anti-Jalen Hurts. He doesn't win. For years, people have been saying, like, Justin Herbert's really talented, but sooner or later, he's got to win out there with the Chargers. Like, that's what has dogged him. I actually think he's had some talent around him. I think he's had more talent than people would remember about him with the lack of success that he's had. He had a boob of a head coach.
He's finally got a good head coach,
yes,
though.
The coach was an absolute
that guy
boob,
didn't know what
and
he
got
doing.
Rid of that. But I do think, like, we kind of want to have it both ways. We kind of want to say Justin Herbert's one of the five best quarterbacks in football, but he never wins. He's got to win at some point. Jalen Hurts, he can't be one of the best five quarterbacks in football. He's not that talented. And then you go, well, he's been the Super Bowl twice in 3 years.
Wins all the time. The
that's tough.
Right.
Because there's guys in the top five that haven't won the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson
Correct.
Hasn't. You know, Joe Burrow hasn't.
Yes, and that's where the whole quarterback winning, and that's tied into your...
Josh Allen hasn't.
Value, right, but I think he's great. Patriots fans, the you people I call out there, say, what's he ever won? What's he ever won? And I'm like, if you don't want that guy on your team, you don't know football. Because he would be, I think he'd be my first pick. If I could pick anybody, I think I'd pick Josh Allen. I think he is the best player in the NFL when you take
I'd
any positional
you know
value.
What? That's, I, That's interesting. I almost would. So you would over Mahomes?
Yes. Yeah, I would. Like if Josh Allen had Andy Reid as his, Andy Reid as his coach.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I think that pairing would still be number one on that list.
I think that's an interesting debate. I would have to think twice about it before I took Mahomes. I think about taking Josh over him.
And Joe Burrow, I love, and I think Joe Burrow is great. But I also go, Joe Burrow's got Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, really good weapons around him.
Yeah.
Where I look at what Josh Allen has done with not a lot of weapons around him. It's why I didn't even think there was a debate last year for MVP. Because I thought Lamar Jackson had so much more talent around him with Derrick Henry and the tight ends and the receivers taking off with Flowers and what's his name? The guy, Bateman. And I'm like, Josh Allen's got nobody.
Mac Hollins, Khalil Shakir.
Yes.
Noted tight end Dalton Kincaid. Like, those are not great.
And he's the anti-Jalen Hurts in, I think Josh Allen can beat you any way you want to be beaten now. At this point in his career, he's no longer he's no longer just a gunslinger who, has to throw deep and be, like, I think he can check it down. I think he can run. I think he can run with power or to the edges. I think he can be smart running or dumb running if you want him to do it that way. Like, he's the total package to me, but the very simple retort to that is, what's he ever won? How many Super Bowls has he been to? That's the retort. Yeah, nothing. Zero. No. So that makes him a loser. That makes him less of a quarterback in the eyes of some. And then those same people might say Jalen Hurts rides the coattails of the Eagles. And it's like, you can't have it both ways. Like, if you win, you're supposed to get the benefit of the doubt as a quarterback.
Is Josh Allen the Peyton Manning of this kind of generation? Like, he's playing against Patrick Mahomes in the same, so it's always going to be
the always the bridesmaid, never the bride kind of quarterback.
You're never hosting AFC championship games.
I always say that about the guy, like, these generational talents that I think are really great, but the other guy was a little bit better for the whole generation. Yeah. Ryan Lochte.
In the Phelps era.
If Phelps didn't exist, how good would Lochte be?
Yeah.
But he had to freaking be born in the perfect span to have to deal with that freaking machine.
I think that's part of what Josh's problem is. He's going to have to go head-to-head with Patrick Mahomes for his whole career.
He's your Phil Mickelson.
And I think, thing. Yeah. And it happens, and, like, it's just so, like, he could have been the greatest ever, except he's a backup. And
right.
Like, he's second fiddle to that guy who
and
wins
Sean
everything.
McDermott has kind of screwed him, but that's its own conversation.
Yes. 617-779-7937 if you want to react to our quarterback discussion, rankings, head coaches, all of that. But up next, we got to talk a little WNBA, Caitlin Clark and the Fever were in Boston last night at the Garden. And a lot went on. They talked about an expansion team. Does Boston need a WNBA team? Caitlin Clark got into a fight with an official that was unlike anything I've ever seen. She went off. She went from zero to hot like that. And she got hurt and was out of the game. Caitlin Clark in Boston. A little talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI. WEEI. New England Sports Original.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
What does it mean 2 years in a row now that we have a sold-out crowd at the TD Garden for a women's basketball game?
It means Boston should have a team. We're the best sports town in America, okay? I'll take that to the mat with anybody. I mean, the history here, the banners, the titles, the championships. And we love women's sports. Not only do we have professional soccer and football, we also have lacrosse and rugby. And we sure should have basketball. Why? Because we invented the game. This would be great for players. It'd be great for teams. It would be fantastic for the WNBA.
I'm hip.
That was Maura Healey with her three-point stance. That's what it sounded like, a three-point stance. She's like, I got 1 minute here to sell Boston.
I know
the
Boston.
WNBA.
We have all these sports. Here's another.
You guys know Maura Healey's basketball background, don't you?
I know you're going to tell us.
Well, she was a point guard for Harvard from 1988 to 1992, serving as a co-captain during her senior year. She was known for her strong defense and playmaking, posting the second most assists in a season in program history. She helped Harvard, help Harvard League go to a Ivy League championship in 1990-91 season. So, go ahead, dismiss Maura Healey's takes on basketball, but the girl has played. She can play.
She played the game.
Ted just sounded like me with my baseball stats the other day.
Did you know that Matt Olson is going for his fourth straight season?
But you did not know Maura Healey played basketball.
I did not.
It was an accomplished player.
I did not.
So maybe I'm just adding some context.
Oh.
Just
trying it changes everything.
She's also trying to bring a business to Boston and attention to Boston.
I love her. I don't love her. I love the idea. No,
that's
I love the idea of bringing teams here.
Yes.
I want Boston to host events. I want Boston to have all the sports teams they can have because I just think this town can handle it. They would support it.
Sure. And you've seen the last 2 years. I believe they had 19,000 last year when the Sun played at the Garden. Last night they had another big crowd. I don't know if the exact numbers were, but I'm guessing it was
a lot.
19,000, whatever. Yeah. Now, Caitlin Clark is part of that. And
yeah, of course,
Boston deserves. Like, you're an NBA city. You're the Celtics. Like, the more that league expands, it makes sense. Dan Ball, you got a
19,156.
Right. So you had 19,000 fans at the Garden last night for the second year in a row. Now, I know that's different, a one-off, as opposed to doing it however many games a year they would play at home.
I'd wonder if they'd play. Do you think they play a TD every single game? Versus, you know, I mean, there are plenty of arenas that have.
You could sell me on that.
Yeah.
Because I know that's an issue with the Revs. Like, if they didn't play at Gillette, it would look better, feel better, be a better soccer environment because it's such a cavernous stadium.
Right.
Put them in a soccer only, the whole thing.
Like, there are plenty of great. Sure. I mean, you go to Conti Forum, Aganis Arena, Songa Center up at UMass Lowell. There are plenty of great. You could even move them around a little bit if you so chose.
Absolutely. Barnstorming a little bit, spread them around. And when you have Caitlin Clark coming to town, you're at the Garden. Other times, maybe you're not.
Right.
It's a tiered pricing and tiered event arena space.
That game last night was a national televised game, wasn't it?
ESPN.
Yes, it was.
Yep.
It was on ESPN.
Yeah, I was at the concert. I didn't catch it. Do you guys catch any of the game?
I was watching it at a sports bar, so it was kind of.
Gotcha.
I wasn't really following it.
Yeah.
It was
getting
a tight game.
And dined.
It was I had a meeting. I had a drinking meeting. Yeah. A meeting where there was drinking.
My favorite kind of meeting.
I did some drinking and there was a meeting. I don't know which it was. But Caitlin Clark, Ted, we've talked about this now three or four times. The weirdness that is Caitlin Clark added another chapter last night. So she's having a conversation with the referee.
Very calm.
Very, very calm.
Very one-sided.
Yes. And then he says something as he's walking away that sets her off to the point where she's like, what, you, that's it, that's unprofessional.
Yeah.
Like, teammates are pulling her.
I'm going to call league office on this.
Yeah,
she
and
did
he
the,
kept
the
talking.
Hand gesture as,
she's like calling him over, unprofessional. I'm going to call the league office on you. It kind of reminded me, remember the old Roberto Alomar where he and the ump went at it and he spit in the guy's face and everybody was like, what did the ump say to you to set you off? And they were
dude,
all.
I would love to know that. Well, you spit in somebody's face.
There's rumors and allegations that I'm not going to bring, but a lot of people think it has to do with a topic that was sensitive to Roberto Alomar,
whatever.
Anyway, this was like that. Like, there was like a trigger word. Something triggered Caitlin Clark. And this is another example of a referee, a league official, triggering the superstar player. So clearly he was brazen and said something aggressive towards her. The league doesn't treat Caitlin Clark like what she is, the golden child. And I don't get why. And why does she have to keep defending herself? This didn't feel... You saw her face. You saw the way she was talking. Did she look like she was the one that created the animosity there?
No, but I did find the way she reacted to be a little bit unsoy. I thought it was like you're a second-year player. I know you're an accomplished player, but you're going after refs? Like,
yeah.
Who are you? You're like in your second year. And you the way you were, I'm going to call it, Like, I would never talk to an official like that. I just can't even imagine talking to an official the way she was talking to an official in that game last night. And it makes me wonder, I don't know, that's a little, dude, you, settle down, Caitlin. Like, there was something about her aggressive nature and what she was going at for somebody who's just got into the league that I did not, it didn't sit well with me. I am curious what he said to trigger her, but I also thought her aggression was a little bit telling.
You've seen what she did with her finger? She was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like calling you into the principal's office.
Yeah.
Kind of like going up to him.
And that's the confusing part that you kind of teed up about Caitlin Clark, the being, where we don't understand why she was voted ninth by the players.
That
might
explain some.
There's a little bit of, I don't know, dinkedness. I don't know what term you would go.
Oh, she's annoying.
Yeah.
If you watch, and I'm not going to pretend I watch a ton of Fever games, but if you watch consistently, she bitches nonstop. She is Jason Tatum-like. But is Jason Tatum treated a certain way because he just bitches at the officials? By the officials, sometimes, yes. I don't think he gets calls.
Yeah.
But not by the league and not
right.
by...
But we're talking about the official now.
And what did he say?
I would be curious.
She was triggered.
Yeah.
She was definitely triggered.
She said something to the effect of that has nothing to do with it. Like,
she did.
He went completely off base with whatever he either accused her of or brought up or mentioned or whatever.
And she told him to grow up.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Almost like he said something personal.
Like who says that to an official, grow up?
Well,
like, what did he say?
That's my point. Like, did he say something about her mother, her boyfriend, her...
I can't imagine that somebody, a ref, would say something.
And
like
is there
that.
A prior relationship? Like, remember when Cora got thrown out the last time and it was by the umpire who he had been
that
thrown
guy.
Out by a year prior for that same call? Like, maybe there's something there. Maybe even going back to the college days. Who knows?
I just feel like... For me, watching that, I give her the benefit of the doubt. Because I just think you can't, like, the way she reacted, something was said that crossed a line in her mind. That doesn't mean it really crossed a line. But in her mind, some line was crossed by whatever he said that triggered her. And then it subsequently, she lost it. She was a little out of control for a little bit there.
Well, I thought she was just kind of, like, high and mighty, too. Like, for her to just think she can get him fired or call league office and get him reprimanded.
She should.
Okay.
She should have that power.
All right.
Who is the WNBA?
Caitlin Clark.
That's what I would argue.
But she's acting as if she knows it right
there. You ever hear the Jordan rules?
Which can rub people the wrong way.
The Clark rules.
Okay, bro. Like, win something. Okay. You know, win something first, Caitlin, I guess, before you start, you know, telling people, you know, you're going to get them fired.
Okay.
That's
and I don't know.
You're an idiot.
Yes, I might be an idiot. I was actually going to bring up Brady. He's another guy that kind of has
his own rules. You're making me sound like I'm pro Caitlin Clark.
And
I did it through a three-point yesterday on how why isn't this league accepting her and embracing her? There's something about the way she reacted that just didn't sit well with me. That's all.
Have you never done that? Has that never happened to you?
No.
With
no.
an official any level?
No.
I don't know, and you don't see it too often.
Basketball, it's a whole. I think there's definitely they have way more interactions with players than football officials have with players on the field. It's a totally different dynamic, I think.
Yes, but also there was mic'd up footage that I watched of Tom Brady pregame going to the referee and saying, "Listen, I want to apologize. I've watched my mic'd up. I know I'm going to say something to you tonight that I don't really mean. I'm going to swear, and I apologize in advance. It's just the hot-headed nature of me or something.
What year was he when he said that?
Well into his
career.
Okay,
it wasn't his second year.
No, it was probably year 16, 18. I don't know.
Even probably after you won the first three Super Bowls, for a player to be that kind of going at him and pointing at him and just getting in their face, it's like, dude, who are you, second-year player, person?
Yeah, no, it was an interesting scene. It was an interesting game at the Garden. They were very excited to be playing in front of Jaylen Brown. There were some comments about that from Aaliyah Boston and Sophie Cunningham. And they also backed up your girl, who you love, Maura Healey, and her a belief that Boston should have a team. Sophie Cunningham was like, obviously Boston should have a team. It's the Celtics. They were talking about the history of basketball and everything that goes into it. So soon enough, maybe the WNBA. And I know it's, the city actually, the city of Boston put a – I don't know what city councilors do, like an actual request in that we want to be considered for a WNBA franchise. So it's on the political landscape. It's on the sports landscape. My guess is in the next few years, whether a team moves to Boston or they get an expansion team, there will be a Boston.
So right now there's 15 teams in the WNBA. They are expanding to 18 teams.
Okay, well, when you go to 20, it should be the Celtics here. I mean, not the Celtics. What would they be?
The Clovers. Celtics.
The Clovers.
Oh, there you go.
The Boston Clovers of the WNBA. Buy your merchandise now. That's a great idea by me. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to talk a little Major League Baseball. We haven't even touched on the All-Star Game. We'll get into that. The swing-off that was the All-Star Game, what you thought of that. And also a little sample teaser of Sox Talk, because we're just about to come out the other side of the All-Star break, and it's going to be a big second half for the Red Sox. Also, we're going to have our snake draft. Stick around, 5:30. We're going to draft the best individual honors in sports. I think this is going to be a very interesting one, and I bet you we're going to fight about some of the things we draft. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.